This is Alex Peace of the States Gazette with Richard Lemon of CBRE's Planning Department, fresh on the off the heels of the housing white paper released today, and which, in one of its smaller segments, really rolled back on what government has previously proposed for starter homes. Richard, thank you ever so much for joining me. I mean, you've had a chance to look at the paper. What do you think this really shows about government policy in that direction?
Well, starter homes, I think it's a recognition that starter homes, well, first of all, starter homes aren't the be-all and end-all, really, to the housing crisis. I think this government under Theresa May, as opposed to David Cameron, is recognising that if we're going to solve the housing crisis, it's all about a range of housing products, and it's market housing, it's affordable housing, and perhaps more importantly, it's housing to be purchased and housing for rent. So, with a greater emphasis on housing for rent, I think it's inevitable that the focus on starter homes has declined somewhat. It's still playing a role, as you can see in the white paper. They still do see a role for it, but it's not the sole solution anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be very welcome amongst developers and investors and house builders themselves, because it won't rely on that 20%. Interesting that they're going to have a lot more brownfield land, however, available for the sort of for starter home led developments.
Yeah, and again, I think starter homes in principle are a good thing. Using brownfield land is a good thing. I think the interesting thing is that there is a suggestion, I think, about using some greenbelt land for starter homes, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the only part that's allowed building on the greenbelt seems to be when you're going to do it with starter homes, basically.
Well, quite. Well, I find that slightly surprising. I mean, if the greenbelt is worth protecting, then surely it's worth protecting, regardless of the type of home you're building on it. Houses have the same kind of impacts as on the greenbelt, whether or not they are starter homes or anything else. So I'm slightly surprised that they should make a special exemption for starter homes in the greenbelt.
Well, look, great stuff. Richard, thank you ever so much for your time. And, well, like you, I'm sure we're going to be waiting for more details to see how they're fleshing out the rest of this.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if I might say one other thing on the greenbelt, actually, if I may, which is it's very interesting that the general thrust of the white paper is that we should be continuing to protect greenbelt, or the government and local authorities should be protecting the greenbelt to the same extent that they are at present. But there is a little chink in one of the paragraphs where the implication is that as local authorities explore the land that they can make available for new housing, that the greenbelt or the need for new homes may be a slightly more important consideration than it is at present. But I think we need to wait and see what comes out in due course on that, because we have two slightly contradictory paragraphs in the white paper at the moment, to my mind. So definitely want to keep an eye on.
Great stuff, Richard. Thank you ever so much for your time.
Not at all. Good to speak to you.